95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. It's brew review time. It's Friday. And we're getting ready for the Jags and the Titans tomorrow, which has got us all very, very nervous. So what we thought we'd do is be responsible. Dry January. Josh, that's from Parrot right there, is bringing us all these great flavors. And we are ready for something you say is going to blow our minds now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So
I don't know why, but let's hear it.
So Sam Adams jumped in the pool with these non-alcoholics. They actually just won a gold medal.
Right.
Okay. At the Great American Beer Fest.
Really?
With this.
Okay. Okay.
I'll let you smell that real quick.
This is a gold medal award winning beer.
So.
Okay.
This is super hoppy.
Exactly.
Right.
So this is based on a hazy IPA.
Okay. Oh, boy.
The interesting thing about NA beers is some companies brew to the point where they're brewing with no alcohol.
Right.
And then other companies have specialty techniques and processes that remove the alcohol.
All right.
I don't know which one Sam Adams is currently.
Oh, that.
But.
Whoa.
Wow.
That smells exactly like they're hazy.
Holy.
I think you could give this beer to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Not tell them about it. And they'd probably start acting a little.
Yeah.
A little intoxicated.
Placebo effect.
Look at that. I mean, that thing is like non-filtered and it is hazy. Mm. Can't even see. I can't even see the
camera. Very, very citrusy.
Yep. As a hazy should be. Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean.
This is great.
It's fantastic.
It's really good. Yeah.
I really don't think you'd be able to tell the difference.
I can see where this would win an award. I don't know.
That's scary.
Like the back end, man.
The hops are still there. You know, and like you said, it's still juicy. It still has some fruit notes to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're right. Nailed it.
How new is this?
So this has been out for a little while now, just about a year close to it.
Really?
I know that they've been through a couple of iterations here and there.
Okay.
And this is where they've landed, and obviously that's why they're winning awards.
Man, good for them. Sam obviously probably doesn't. I'm sure, like you said, if it's a new growing or a bigger growing market now, why not get in there?
Right. And I mean, we've kind of talked about it here and there. This isn't just for people that don't want to consume alcohol. It's, you know, a nightcap.
Yeah.
Or if you want to enjoy the party and maybe you're taking some medications that
you
can't drink on or something like that.
Yeah.
You can still enjoy the party. Still look like you have a beer in your hand.
I was just going to say, people look at you like, he's partying. He's going down.
Exactly.
But you've been drinking all night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or you can brag about putting down a 24 pack and
I crushed those 24 Sams. All right. And again, all of these beers that we've had so far, we're about to get into, you can find where?
Definitely check out the website first.
Yeah. You're talking about srprod.com/beerfinder.
That's the first one in 2023.
That's right. That's right. There you go. I was waiting for it.
Nervous. But yeah, most of these, your Total Wine, definitely ABCs. Some of these products you can find in Publix. But, you know, the website's always going to be your fastest, easiest bet.
Okay. I love it. All right, now I've recognized that logo, but I don't know what that's in that can.
So I didn't even know we had this for a while.
I did not know they even made that.
Right. I wasn't aware either.
Interesting.
So I'm curious.
There it is. I heard it.
The famous widget is inside of our next can.
That nitrous.
So who has the widgets, dude?
I don't know.
Oh, did you hear it? That was authentic widget sound. The Guinness.
So Guinness, yes.
Whoa.
This is Guinness 0.0.
Okay.
Like I said, I wasn't aware that they had this product until recently. I'm really curious if it's going to cascade like regular Guinness.
It looks like it.
And it does.
Wow. Okay.
I learned about that. Were you supposed to take the can and pour it like all the way upside down? Is that right?
Kind of. There is a certain technique here and there.
I did it like that one time.
Ultimately, what you're trying to happen is, I don't know if Tim can get close into one of these, but it literally cascades the nitrogen and foam, and you can see it cascading down the glass. That widget inside is a little plastic ball, essentially, with a hole in it, filled with nitrogen. You open the can forces the nitrogen out, fizzes it up, and you get a nice creamy head on it.
Like I don't know that tap. I would know this is a 0.0 either.
So that's, I haven't tasted it yet, but I am.
Holy cow. That's a Guinness. I mean, that's obviously they didn't skimp, right?
Wow.
Right?
I taste no difference.
It's your first taste. That's your first taste of it. It's a hit.
Feels super delicious.
That's really impressive. Mm-hmm. Guinness, we've talked about this before, is not a heavy beer.
Right.
The appearance
it looks
of it,
like, yeah, it always
it is
does.
A thin beer.
Yes.
It actually typically has lower carbs and calories than a lot of your other beers out there.
Right.
And it is super easy to drink. very enjoyable to drink as well. A nice velvety feel because of that nitrogen.
Yeah. Yes.
But the fact that Guinness was able to do an NA, still nail that same flavor profile and mouthfeel is insane.
Yeah. It's perfect.
I'm genuinely impressed.
It's a perfect a replica of a Guinness with some booze in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, even the if you want to cut back a little bit.
He's just making me thirsty for more is what it's doing.
Really. No, look, I know we're already a week into January.
Yeah.
But is it too late to start?
Not a chance.
Dry?
No.
Not too late.
No, it's not too late to start.
All right.
Publix, Total Wine, ABC, Local Independence.
Beauty.
Some of your convenience stores as well.
That's right.
You know, always keep your eyes peeled. Sam Adams occasionally does a BOGO on theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Coors Edge here and there. But, you know, they're all fantastic flavors. And
they are.
Shot, you know.
Well, I mean, well crafted. SR Prod, look for the Morning Hog Brew Review and SR Prod. Staying there at Total Wine as well.
Still there.
It's a great place
to stop by.
Get a photo with it, you know, send it over to us, put your arm around it like that, hold it, just imagine it'd be right here like that.
Yeah, we'll have Steve Photoshop
himself. Yeah, exactly. We still have the bearded photo, so we need to get a new one.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take that. Well, look, until next week when we continue Dry January, right. How about the cheers?
Cheers. Right there.